Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we're going to have an open mic day. Yes, telephone lines are going to be open for the entire hour, so you can call in whenever you like. I'm going to have a little bit of a potpourri of goodies to share with you today. Everything from how to fix a CD that's gotten scratched, don't those drive you nuts, to some other good stories to share. So if you want to call in during the hour, it's 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And of course, that is a worldwide toll-free number for you to call into the Donna Sebo Show. Here in the Pacific Northwest, oh, we were basking in warmer temperatures, and of course, the month of March, well, she, Mother Nature, has a way of doing her own special weather tango. We were nice and balmy, having some rain, and now it's hailing outside. Well, that's what makes it nice to be inside, where it's nice and cozy. So what I wanted to share with you today, starting right off the bat, I did a radio interview this morning with a station in Denver, Colorado, and part of the theme was what one person can do to make a difference. And when we were discussing it, I thought it probably would be a very good theme for today's show to discuss how one person can make a difference on different levels. Now, we're going to go back in time a little bit to the Oklahoma City bombing that occurred. Chris Gross of Santa Clara, California, when he heard about the tragedy and about how there were over 137 children who had lost at least one parent in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, it really hit him hard. And one of his thoughts was, what would it be or where would I be if my folks hadn't been around when I was growing up? So he decided he was going to take on a challenge. He was going to set up a college fund for these children who had lost family members. Now, this is what he did. Now, keep in mind, this is one person, his idea. He called his CEO of the company that he worked for, and he said to the boss, he said, I'm going to set up a college fund for these children who have lost family members, and I want to donate my entire annual salary as an investment analyst, all $53,874 of it. Now stop and think of that. He was going to give his entire salary for a year to this fund. He then challenged the CEO of his company and 18 other individuals that he knew of to match his gift, so that the fund might reach $1 million. Now, when Mr. Gross did this, he was without a paycheck. Every one of his paychecks was going directly into this investment fund. He was 26 years old. He had no debts at the time. And at that time, he had four roommates that he was living with. Now, the word of mouth regarding what Chris Gross did went through the Central Coast region of California. And I know we have a caller, but I want to finish this story. Do you know that people heard about this? They wanted to know about the fund, and they started to donate money. They also were responding with gifts that they felt would benefit the children. There were benefit shows that went on, concerts, seminars were held, including benefits by the San Francisco Opera and the San Francisco Giants. Don't ever think that one person can't make a difference. Do you know that within 4 months after he dedicated his entire annual salary to this direction, The fund had over $525,000 in it. Where it is now, I don't know. But one man, in one moment of time, made a choice, and it's still growing. You make a difference. This is Donna Sebo. It's an open mic day. We're going to be taking our first caller this afternoon. If you should want to call in and chat with me, this is a laid-back hour. 888-815-9756. All right, let's take our first caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Shelley, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Shelley. Where in California?
Oh, I'm Laguna.
Oh, do you still have those phenomenal art shows in Laguna?
I'm not sure if you, well, yes, we do, yes.
Oh,
what you're talking about.
When I lived in California, my husband and I would drive, even before I got married to my husband, I would drive to Laguna just to enjoy the wonderful art, the talented people, and you also had this fabulous store there. It was like a pottery place. It was huge, and you could get such
fun.
Is it still there?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they also sell a lot of crystals. They have like a crystal store and a store that has lots of beautiful stones and stuff.
Oh, yes. The Lalique store is there in Laguna Beach, to the best of my knowledge, and that is a museum. For those of you that might be listening, if you're a glass collector, Lalique glass is spectacular. Oh, it's just amazing. And they have a museum there that is breathtaking.
You know more about it than I do.
Oh, I love things like that.
I
and Laguna is just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to complain.
Not at all. All right, hon, let's get down to business with you, Shelley. And I want to tell you, we're having a little bit of a feedback, hon, because of the connection, but that's not unusual. So just know that we don't overlap over each other. Take a deep breath. Just count to two, and then you'll be able to talk.
Okay.
So when I stop, just know that that's what you'll need to do. All right. First thing that I'm picking up about you, Shelley, is you are rolling up your shirt sleeves. You have done a very good job of tying up some loose ends that have been in your environment and life. And you're saying, okay, I've done what I needed to do, most of it. It's not all done, but pretty much most of it is. And you're saying, I really need to be disciplined and really focused because I've got a big, giant step forward career-wise that I want to take. And I want to tell you that it's fine. You are right on the mark. You're disciplined. You're correct about. And don't worry about the fact that every once in a while you have this extreme sweet tooth that you're just like, oh, if there's a pound of chocolate, it's gone. I inhale it. I don't chew it. I inhale it. It is gone within 30 seconds. Look, hon, you go through a lot of stress. And the sugar really goes to work in your body. So as long as you're not eating, you know, 5 pounds of chocolate every single day, you're just fine. I'm not worried about you at all. The key is that you need to remember that when you have a real intense day, you have to have little mini meals, little things that you can grab that's going to give your body what it needs. And fresh fruit has sugar in it also, but that's what you need. When you're under a lot of stress, the glucose in the body drains out real fast, and especially when you're dealing with a lot of detail, and it affects the brain activity. So that's why if you have a tendency towards hypoglycemia, which I believe you do, then you need to have something that's going to give you a little bit of a sugar, you know, oomph, so that the brain gets clear and it has something to work with. Of course, having some protein along with that would really be good, but sometimes you're not able to do that. So if you can just remember, have some hard candies around or that wonderful stuff called chocolate. It will do what you need, and a little bit can go a long way with you, but it's not bad. I just have a suggestion. If you're going to get chocolate, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff. That'll satisfy you more than, you know, the cheapo chocolate, because it's not going to be the same. There is that component in the cocoa itself, the antioxidants and the other things that really do affect you. But I'm not worried about you. You really are doing a good job. So you've got your work cut out for you. Just hold the faith and keep the path and move along. What would you like to ask me, Shelley?
Well, that really did hit on a lot of things I wanted to ask, because I am very focused, actually, about work. The thing is that I'm not working currently. I don't have a job, but mm-hmm. I've been interviewing a lot, and I've been really getting very, like, organized and focused as far as what I really want to do. What I hear you saying is that I'm probably doing the right thing, but do you see when this is all going to pop? Because I feel like it's a bubble just waiting to pop.
Well, I would say let's change the image of a bubble popping
okay.
to one of you being, equipped with super rocket belt, and you're just going to really take off. I'm looking at maybe a potential of 3. I don't know if that's days, weeks, or months. I'm inclined to think it's either 3 weeks or 3 months, not 3 days. Now, let me ask you a question. What type of work and what environment, what industry are you interested in being affiliated with?
I like entertainment. I do a lot of acting out here.
All right.
That's where I've been focusing.
All right. Let me encourage you to find out about the fundraisers for the big events, because Laguna is a very affluent environment. So you are in a good location for yourself, but I would try to find out about people that do fundraising and people that try to collect together the entertainers so that they can do presentations. And, of course, being involved with little theater and things like that is always a good thing. But
yeah.
I want you to look particularly at those people who are working with fundraising and see if you can do some volunteer work, letting them know what your background is. But just become associated with it. Get to know who makes decisions where. Because I think that there is a talent that you have for coordinating events and bringing people together. And it would relate to entertainment, and I think it will allow you to extend the network of contacts that you have at this time. Am I making sense to you?
I think so. I don't know if I'm good at coordinating events, but I think I'm good at, I have a lot of leadership skills.
Well, that's what coordinating
Yeah, all right. I've never done an event, but I think
well,
I'm good at it.
All you need to do is volunteer. Volunteer. Get to know some people that are in those positions. And I think you're going to find your life is going to really take off.
Well, I'm ready.
And don't forget to dress for success. Don't forget to
Definitely.
Dress for success.
Definitely.
All right, Shelley. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Donna.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to call in like Shelley does, this is an open mic hour, so you can call in at any time during the program. 888-815-9756. If you are a first-time listener, just know that all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Of course, I'd love to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about, after I give you information, a question about anything that crosses your mind. I want to go back to the theme about the power of one, because I think it is so important for us to recognize that we as individuals do make a difference. Whether we're being courteous to someone standing in line or maybe in traffic where you're gracious to let somebody go in front of you, or whether you get an idea that makes a gazillion dollars, one person's direction, one person's choices can affect the lives of millions. And let me give you an example. The man that is credited for really helping the industrial age move forward on multiple levels, you've all heard about him, it's Henry Ford. And one day someone asked him, "How can I become successful?" And Henry Ford said, "When you start something, finish it." That's all he said to this person. When you start something, finish it. Now, Henry Ford learned this early on. When he was designing his very first automobile, it was really a challenge for him because nobody else around him really had too much savvy, nor were they really interested in the automobile. Remember, this was horse and buggy time. People were content with their transportation. It was the entrepreneur, as it always is. It says, there's got to be a better way of doing things. Well, on his first car, he worked in a tiny brick building that was behind his home. He got so engrossed in what he was doing that he really hardly could be bothered with eating or even sleeping. He was in what I call the zone. He just absolutely was thrilled when he finished the first car. But guess what he did? He looked at it. It was running. And he thought to himself, there has to be a better way of doing this. What I've done, I've accomplished what I wanted, but it's just not where it should be. Well, when he was reviewing in his mind what he should do, what he liked about this vehicle that he had built, and what he didn't like about it, he really got discouraged because he said, geez, this is the car. I need to do things to it, some more things to it. But this car is so inferior to what I really think I should do. Should I really take the time to finish it, fix it up? Well, there was an inner drive, and he would not abandon that inner drive of perfectionism. He decided, instead of going to a second car, that he would put his total energy on this first car, finish what he had started out to do, before he would start fantasizing about the second one to a greater degree. That's pretty tough. Well, as it turned out, Henry Ford, in really working on this very first vehicle, making the amendments that he thought, or the adjustments, I should say, to what he had in front of it. Do you know, by the time he finished that first car completely, he knew exactly what he wanted to do to his next one. He felt that if he had given in to the what he called the temptation to let this first one go without trying to refine it or doing what he knew he wanted to do to it, he would never have accomplished what he did with the car that was going to end up making him a very, very wealthy man. This is something we need to keep in mind, and it's not always easy to do. We live in a time when everything is instantaneous. I was out doing some errands today, and I was watching a guy walking around a parking lot, fiddling around, you know, texting stuff, and he was like he was out in La La Land. We have become so accustomed to instantaneous stuff, whether it be on the television, whether it be through the internet, Twitter, Facebook, I don't care what it is. We think that this is really the way everything is going to be in life, and it's not. You cannot acquire skill instantaneously. You may have a capacity for doing something well, but you have to practice with it. I was talking to someone just yesterday who was asking me how I was able to do what I did with my mental work, and they found it hard to believe that I had spent 10 years in training before I had even started public work, and that was my choice. But you see, there's so many things you learn when you are wanting to become a pianist, when you are wanting to become an engineer. It's not just A to Z. It's not that at all. You'll find that there are so many little tiny things that you will learn from people that have gone before you. Or you'll find that instead of things being black and white, they are an infinite array of color. So when you are getting frustrated, now we just had a young lady that was concerned about her job. Well, it's tough when you're out of work. But if you'll take the opportunity to ask yourself, how can you refine skills? What is it that you have that is just so dynamic that people will comment, you are so good at this. Wow, I wish I could be like you. Normally, we just discount it. We don't think it's any big deal because it comes so easily for us. And all of us have talents like that. I remember a cooking class I was in once many years ago, and it was cake decorating. Oh, I just loved it. There was this gal, I swear, she was born to be a cake decorator. We'd all just stand around and watch her and just go gaga at how she was able to do things with frosting that most of us were just holding our breath, hoping we'd be able to do maybe a tenth of what she could do. And she just zipped along. She was an artist. She was wonderful. We loved her. When she'd bake her cakes always came out perfectly. We looked at her, and we laughed when she told us the story that the oven that she baked her cakes in was so old and so decrepit she had to have a broom handle to close the door. Almost was like a Dolly Parton type of a story. We just laughed, but we all wished her well because she had a knack for baking and for decorating that was just awesome to see. And when you have something like that, now she didn't think it was any big deal. We all encouraged her to look at going into the culinary arts and developing her skills even more, to take classes that would allow her to just do phenomenal things, because she was so talented, very artistic. And I like to think that maybe today she's doing something along those lines because she had the knack. We all can do something like that. Some people, it's food. Other people, it's design work. Other people, it's medicine. Other people, I mean, it's farming. It's manufacturing. We all have talents. Remember, I talked about Mr. Gross, and I talked about Mr. Ford. But these are people. That's all. They are people that you need to remember, so are you. And you're one of those people, and you are valuable. You're needed. Maybe you've got a knack with kids. Maybe you have a knack with animals. Whatever it might be, your power of one, is significant. It does make a difference. But if you're not willing to explore yourself, if you're not willing to step into this wonderful part of you, if you demean it, think it's insignificant, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You're going to probably end up doing something that just absolutely isn't what you want to do. So there's many different facets in life that can keep you involved and fill you with joy when you are doing what you want to be doing. Maybe it's going to happen in a different format than what you have anticipated. You know, we all have expectations, and usually those expectations fit the paradigms that we've grown up with. Heavens, I would never have imagined in a million years that I would have the opportunity to reach through the magic of electronics and radio waves to people of different cultures around the world. I learned of someone that was listening to the show in Costa Rica. I mean, I never, ever thought it was going to be something. When I was younger, that wasn't something that was in my itinerary of plans. Not in the wildest of dreams did I expect it. And here I am doing something that I have such a passion for, bringing people to the airwaves due to the talents of the engineers and the people that have designed equipment that have enabled me to do what I am passionately in love with, and that is communication and empowering people in their lives. It's exciting. You just never know what the universe is going to have in place for you, where you are going to be a significant contributor, making this world a better place. Don't ever underestimate yourself. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, if you'd like to call in and chat with me today, this is an open mic day. The telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I had a story sent to me by Sarah, and I really like this. It's about the wise woman's stone. Perhaps you've heard of it. There was a very wise woman who was traveling in the mountains, and as she was stopping to get a drink, she noticed something glistening in the stream. She picked it up and found that it was a beautifully, beautifully cut stone and obviously was worth a great deal of money. So she tucked it into her pouch and decided she was going to move along. The next day, after finding this magnificent stone, she happened to meet another traveler. The traveler was quite hungry, and when the wise woman opened up her bag that contained all of her belongings, she wanted to share some of her food, and in the process of getting the food out of her bag, the traveler happened to see this magnificent stone, and he asked the woman to give it to him. Interesting. How would you respond? Well, this lady said, of course, and she gave him the stone without thinking twice about it. The traveler, he left her. Oh, he was so excited. He had in his possession, obviously, a very, very valuable stone. And he knew the stone was worth enough to give him security for his entire lifetime. He went on his way. However, a few days later, he was seeking out the woman who had given him the stone. He backtracked and found her. He held a stone in his hand and extended it to the woman that had given it to him so graciously. He said to her, since you gave me the stone, I've been doing a lot of thinking. I do know how valuable this stone is. But I want to give it back to you in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me this stone without any concern at all. And Sarah had a remark at the end of the story. She said, sometimes it's not the wealth you have, but what's inside of you that others need. It's a beautiful story, isn't it? Another illustration of how one person's action can cause a change within another. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Give me a call so we can chat if you so desire. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Do you like beef? Do you like Italian food? Ooh, have I got a recipe for you. Cheesy Italian stuffed beef with a pasta. Are you salivating a little bit? I love Italian food. And it's something, this is so easy to make, and it is so flavorful. So get that pad of paper handy and a pen, and we'll be going through some of that. I also said that I had some other information that I wanted to share with you, and let me get it out here. I came across how we can fix a CD that has been scratched. Now, I know that you can go out and you can buy different things to repair scratches, but this one absolutely blew me away. If you got mayonnaise, well, you got to know about this solution. It doesn't take much to create havoc with a CD or a DVD or a video game, but here is a trick that can help you repair it. Now, there's a couple of different things you can use. You can take a dab of non-gel, now, this is important, a non-gel white toothpaste to a soft cloth, and then you just buff your disc, moving outward in straight lines from the center until the scratch is smooth. Who would think, you know, white toothpaste could do that? Now, the scratches aren't going to be erased, but it smooths them, so it allows the laser to read the disc again. And if it's still skipping, you can also use Brasso metal polish. You can find that in the hardware stores, instead of the toothpaste. And the concentrated ingredients then can smooth out real stubborn scratches. And someone else said mayonnaise. Well, I don't know about mayonnaise. I think I'd rather try the Brasso myself. I think that's the one I'd like to try. But I haven't done it yet, so I can't verify this. But if you've got something you're not concerned about, give it a try. It'll save you some dollars. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Now, I want to remind you, before I give out the recipe, I want to remind you, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, I am going to be appearing at what used to be called the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. The name has been changed to the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo. That is going to be March 27th. And I'm going to be there from 9 in the morning until 5. I'm going to have a whole slew of wonderful books. And, of course, I'll be doing many consultations for those of you that do come out. Now, it's being held at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So if you want to have more information, go to emeraldspiral.com. That's emerald like the gem, spiral.com. Also, I'm very interested if any of you have had a paranormal experience that has transformed your life or created a change in your life, whether it is dealing with animals, whether it is past life, whether it is ghosts. I don't care what it is. I'd love to hear your story. Send it to me via email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com, and be sure to put your contact information in there. And if you'll do me a favor, our system has been down for a couple of days. We're having some challenges with our computer software because we're upgrading to Windows 7 and a lot of things have to be adapted. So as we're going through this, when you have the subject line, be sure to put in Story for Donna or the Donna Sebo Show, something that makes me aware that this is a story that you're contributing to this book. I'm aiming for collecting 100 stories, and I'd love to hear from you. I am getting some of the most awesome tales of experiences, people that have had loved ones that have come back to them, dream experiences, happenings with animals. I mean, there are so many variables here. And the reason I want to do this book is so that someone maybe that is curious, that has had certain things happen to them, that they write out these stories and they'll read this and go, wow, I'm not alone. So that's the purpose behind the book. I hope that you have something you'd like to share with me. So send it to me, Donna@DelphiInternational.com, or you can send it snail mail to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. And for those of you in Alaska that are listening to the show, I'm going to be coming up as of April the 12th. I'll be in Fairbanks between the 12th and the 14th, and then from the 14th to the 18th, I will be in Anchorage. So I will be available there. Give me a call at my office if you would like to meet with me while I am in the area. Always love Alaska. It's just a fabulous place. Okay, did I get you salivating just a little bit on the cheesy Italian stuffed beef with pasta? Oh, I don't know about you, but, well, I was raised in a household that had Southern cooking and Italian cooking. My dad was a wonderful cook. And there's just something about the aromas that come from oregano and the spices and, oh, it's just great. Well, I've got a recipe here that is just perfect, and it's even good cold when you heat it back up. So this is something that is so easy. What you're going to need is 2 pounds of London broil or top round beef steak, and it needs to be about 1 inch thick. So that's 2 pounds of London broil or top round beef steak, and it needs to be 1 inch thick. Then you're going to need 1/2 cup of your favorite Caesar-style vinaigrette, 1/2 cup of that, 1 cup of shredded Italian three-cheese blend. 1 cup of shredded Italian three cheese blend. That's equivalent to about 4 ounces. Then you might want to have 1 slice of bread. You can use white or wheat, whatever you like. And the easier way is just to buy bread cubes, like you'd use for turkey dressing. You can get them seasoned already. That's easy. You can do that. You need just the equivalent of like 1 slice of bread. And then you're going to need 1/4 cup of drained, oil-packed, sun-dried tomatoes. And you want to just let them drain well. And you want to chop them up fine. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of oil from the jar of your oil-packed, sun-dried tomatoes. You want to put that to the side. You need 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried Italian seasoning. 1 1/2 teaspoons of dried Italian seasoning. You're going to need 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, or if you're like me and you want to use real garlic, you know, have 2 or 3 cloves, but it needs to be very, very finely minced. But the recipe calls for the garlic powder. You're going to need some toothpicks, and I'd recommend, if you're going to use toothpicks, the rounded ones are better than the squared ones, just preferences that when I've been cooking, I like that. Then you're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, and for ease, get a jar of your favorite marinara sauce. You're going to need 1 small onion. You want to slice that as thinly as you can. It'll come to about 1 cup of onion. Then you're going to need 12 ounces of pasta, whatever your favorite is. Of course, that's going to be cooked and drained. And then if you want to have some additional fresh herbs, you can do that. Okay, here we go. Now, in a large plastic food storage bag, you want to put your beef and the vinaigrette. And you want to just seal the bag, and you want to turn it. Now, if you don't want the marinade to have a real strong flavor with the meat, leave it there for 1 hour. If you want to really have that flavor go through the meat, all you have to do is leave it in overnight. This is something you can prepare the meat, just put it in. Let it stay in the fridge overnight, and that'll be fine. I'll give you another quick tip, though, and this was taught to me by a lady a long time ago. If you have any of those vacuum seal units where you vacuum seal your food, you can put this in a vacuum sealed bag and your marinade will go through your meat a lot quicker. Just a tip. So if you didn't want to wait an hour, if you really want to do a fast job, if you had a vacuum sealed unit, then you just put that in, put it in the refrigerator, and your marinade will go through your meat extremely fast. That's just, like I said, a little trick. Now, your oven, once you've had the meat marinating, your oven you want to preheat to 325 degrees. Now, in a bowl, you're going to combine a half a cup of your cheese mixture. You're going to combine that bread that was made into croutons, the equivalent of one piece of bread, your tomatoes, and the oil from the tomatoes, a teaspoon of the seasoning, and garlic, the garlic powder, or your fresh garlic. And then the meat, you take it out of the bag, and you will take a sharp knife and cutting along one long side of the meat. You want to cut a pocket into the beef by slicing the meat almost in half lengthwise. Now, you're making a pocket, so you want to keep the ends sealed, but you want to make sure that your cut with that sharp knife goes back into almost the back edge, and then you want to slice. You want a nice big pocket in there. Then you open the pocket, and you spoon in the stuffing that you've made, and then you want to seal the cut edge with your toothpicks. And what you're going to do, you're going to heat a large oven-proof nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. You're going to sprinkle your beef with your salt and pepper and the remaining seasoning. You put it in the skillet. You cook it until it's browned on the one side. You turn it once, browning the other side about 3 to 4 minutes per side. Then you put your marinara sauce and onion over the top of the meat, and then you cover the pan with foil if you don't have a lid. Then you're going to bake it. So obviously you have to have something that can go into a 325 degree oven. You're going to bake your meat and you want to turn it once in the marinara mixture during the hour of cooking that you're going to be doing. Once you have the hour done, then you want to test it with a fork. It should be so tender that that fork just goes right into the meat. It's just going to be, just butter tender. When that is the case, then you take the foil off. Obviously, you've already taken it off. You're going to put the half a cup of cheese. You're going to want to bake it uncovered until the cheese is nice and melted and it's bubbling along with the sauce. And then when you remove your skillet from the oven, you're going to want to let it sit for about 5 minutes, transfer it to something you can cut it in. If you can't cut it in the skillet, then put it in a platter or on something where you can slice the meat, and then you put it into your serving platter, put the remaining sauce right over the top of it, have extra cheese on the side, and maybe some fresh herbs that maybe you want to sprinkle over the top, a little bit of basil or maybe oregano, whatever you'd like. But this is something that is so good, and you serve it with the pasta. I would make a suggestion here. I would double the sauce. I really would, because it's not going to be a whole bunch left over after you take the meat out, and the flavor is going to be so rich. So if you have another batch of sauce, and whatever you've got in your sauce, have it warming on, you know, an extra jar, put on there, and then mix whatever you've got left over in that. All of those juices from the meat, everything is just going to be right there. Oh, it is going to be so good. With a nice salad, a little bit of garlic bread. Just really terrific. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got more things to share with you. Before we take the break, quickly, let me just share a delightful poem by Kitty Turin. And this is how it reads. A Victorian tea room, lace doilies and china cups and dainty cookies on an heirloom platter. These are the moments winter days are made of. Yummy. Donna Sebo will be back in just a minute. And if you want to call me, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. There are always so many unique and unusual things that happen throughout the world. And when the story comes back, sometimes people will say, did it really happen? Well, I'll tell you that on February 28, 1958, in Miami, Florida, there was a police officer who was called, his name is Faustin Gallegos. He discovered an unusual jelly-like creature. Well, they called it a creature. It could have been an object of some kind, but they couldn't figure out what it was. It had fallen out of the sky into a backyard. Now, when Gallegos saw this, he said it reminded him of a large medicine ball that was approximately 20 inches long and 8 inches high. Now, stop and think about that. That's not really, really big, but it's big enough. Now, when he looked at it, the surface glimmered, and he said it seemed to be made up of thousands of minute cells resembling those of a honeycomb. But what was even more interesting, it was as clear as glass, and it was pulsating throughout the entire form. That would be interesting to see, wouldn't it? Now, there was a neighbor that came over, and his mother came to see what it was, and he very gently touched the surface of this mass of glassy-like honeycomb. And nothing happened. And then his wife joined him and said, well, let's do something else. They both stuck their fingers into this. And he said he was astonished. Now, this is a mass that's in front of them. It is clear like glass, and it's pulsing. He said they felt nothing when they put the fingers in the mass. And he withdrew his finger at once and saw that he had left a hole in the material the size and length of his finger. He said for the very first time in his life, he had seen and touched something, yet he wasn't able to feel it. Well, they were drawing a crowd. The word had gotten out into the neighborhood. The substance, they have no idea what it was spreading across the backyard grass and evaporating. So he went in and got a pickle jar and collected as much of the material as he could and sealed it up for a 20-minute drive to the police station because he wanted to take it into their lab to analyze it. By the time he got to the police station, there was nothing in the jar. He said, I felt like what had dropped into my backyard was very much alive, even though it didn't seem to have any weight to it when it first appeared, but it was a dead organism of some sort that I held in my hands at the very end. Have you ever seen a jellyfish in an aquarium? And it's all like a gelatinous mass, and it pulses. Of course, it moves. They're fascinating to watch. But it makes you wonder, how did it evaporate in a jar that had been sealed? How could it have totally disappeared? Fascinating stuff, isn't it? I love the unusual. What about you? Do you like the unusual? I do. I think it's absolutely awesome. I think it's wonderful that we don't have all of the answers. It gives us something to look forward to. Well, winter is coming to its end. Don't forget this Sunday, we have a change with our clocks. Daylight savings time. So don't forget, on the 14th, we're going into daylight savings time, and I'm ready for it. Yes. Well, with that happening, before we know it, it's also going to be summer. Yes. It is time to plan for vacation. Well, I got some wonderful, wonderful tips regarding vacation and how you can save money, because so many of us are really looking at what's our budget going to be for vacation. And if you've got a family, you're saying, maybe it's no vacation this year. Well, there are some tips. It doesn't mean you can't have a good time. It just means that you may have to plan a little bit differently. Well, if you start saving and start checking things out, you're going to find there are a lot of places that are going to be less crowded during certain times of the year. So try to find out when you might be able to schedule a vacation time when it's not in the high season, as it's often called. If you book vacation before June 15th or after Labor Day, depending on when you're traveling, you might save up to 40%. Also, you might pay attention to car rentals. If you need to rent a car at your destination, use a blind booking site like Priceline.com or Hotwire.com. You won't know the name of the agency until your reservation is confirmed, and in exchange for that privacy, sometimes these sites can negotiate rock-bottom rates. You might save 20% or more, so you might want to call them first to see what's being offered and then see what you end up getting if you go through one of these. Sometimes it works that way and sometimes it doesn't, but it doesn't hurt to check it out. Cars from major companies stuck with extra inventory are really concerned, so you may find that there's some good deals out there. Also, your best source for airfare savings might be your favorite hotel or resort. A lot of them are having tough times. Many are trying to lure travelers by offering major incentives such as credits and rebates you can apply towards your airline tickets. You might be able to save hundreds of dollars depending on where you're flying to, but you need to check to see what fare discounts your destination of choice might have available. Also, there are super local publications distributed in just your own area, wherever you are in the country or in the world. You can find most of them online. You want to search for the name of your destination and weekly newspaper or hometown news. They're your best bet for targeted tips and seasonal specials and can help you identify the least expensive time to go. And don't forget, too, if you are going to be traveling overseas or you're going to be traveling to different areas within the country, check out what some of the hostels might be. There are so many ways of traveling where you really can do it inexpensively. I hope to have a guest that's going to be coming up on the future in the future months here that, will enable us to find out some other ways of traveling that can save you money. It's a challenge. It's fun to do. Well, I know that we're just about out of time. I do want to let you know about the guests that are going to be coming up next week. Oh, we've got a great lineup. We're going to be talking about peaceful transitions, Dr. Termaine. Now, that may sound like, oh, Donna, who wants to talk about wills and this type of thing? But, hey, if you don't know how to do stuff with all the screwball laws and things that are going on, how are you going to know how to take care of members of your family? I was just talking with someone today where they had just had to put someone away in a rest home facility because of a stroke that they had gone through. So they're already having to work with making arrangements for this person. They're in their 90s, and so the family's having to take care of us. So Dr. Termaine's going to be with me on Monday. Cell phones and the dark deception. This is vital. This is on Tuesday. Carla Cooper's going to be my guest. This woman's story is incredible. And then on St. Paddy's Day, we are going to be traveling to Ireland with Thomas Wright. He is Irish through and through, and his story, Far From the Land, is going to touch your heart and your mind. It's just absolutely great. Then we'll be talking with Sylvia, a woman who is in her 80s, still going strong. She is running a facility, has for years, for abused women and children, and she's helped over 1,300 people. It is an amazing story. This woman is just incredible. And then Jeffrey Compton is going to be my guest a week from today. We're going to be talking about arts in America and the special things that will be coming up that maybe during this summer you would like to enjoy seeing. Heck, let's have the summer, maybe springtime, fall. If any of your travels, these are events that are going to be going on that you need to know about no matter where you are in the country. Great lineup. Remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous weekend. It's been a joy spending this time with you. Take care. See you back here on Monday. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.